It's so easy to be an asshole. But rather than default to that unsavory behavior when life hands you lemons, why not try a different tactic? Hey guys, it's Linda from wiredforhappy.com. Thank you for being here. And you may be wondering why this week's post is a recording. Well, if you didn't check out last week's monster article, 100 Smart Ways to Calm Your Anxious Mind, know that my fingers are still bleeding from all that typing. Just kidding, but I wanted a change of scenery. And if you haven't checked out 100 Smart Ways, make sure to link up below this recording. There's lots of good resources, and the general rule about managing your anxiety so it doesn't manage you applies here as well. Today's theme is twofold. First, adopting an offensive rather than a defensive mindset for problem solving, and two, working harder than others because this saves you time and energy. So last week I was involved in a 3-car crash. Luckily, nobody was badly injured. However, the driver who caused the accident fled the scene, hence a hit and run. The good news is me and a witness pieced together the license plate, and there's at least a glimmer of hope that the driver and his passengers will be held accountable. For those of you who've been in car wrecks, you know the process is a drag. There's the insurance company who, let's face it, doesn't want to pay up money to any party, including their own customers. Mechanics, doctors, chiropractors, loss of work, police reports, recuperation, etc. After my accident, I made a conscientious decision to be uber organized when talking to the police and the insurance company because I expected minimal effort on their part. And they did not disappoint, pardon the pun. Thinking offensively rather than defensively critically positions you to get what you want. This also equips you with the best mindset, and that is abundance versus scarcity. This is crucial when you expect mediocre service and you come prepared with the main points arguing in your favor. You anticipate a lack of a time imperative and accountability, and you remind the people you're dealing with that you expect X, Y, and Z, and by when, and that you're not afraid to go straight for supervisors or those in power if necessary. You remain calm, poised, and pleasant. This is the part where being an asshole comes in. When you're in conflict with someone, acting defensively only makes them disrespect you and feel justified in not serving you. Swearing, threatening, raising your voice communicates that you don't believe you are entitled to the service or outcome you're asking for, and you lose sight of the fact that you need these people to help you out. Does it suck being at the mercy of someone else who may or may not want to do their job? Depends. Acting as if these setbacks and pushbacks you're getting are par for the course sets you up to think clearly and firmly in your rebuttal. Calmly reminding the mechanic or body shop that you request a time-stamped estimate for any diagnostic repairs minimizes the chance that they will greatly inflate the estimate because they know you're dealing with an insurance company. This also saves you time and money because you're not running around town collecting multiple bids. Also, when dealing with law enforcement, don't be afraid to ask for badge numbers. With insurance company employees and mechanics and body shops, there's always a regional office or someone in power, and let them know that you're not content to sit around and wait for them to act. Now, if all this sounds like defensive maneuvering, in a sense, you're right. But when you have to go up against a system that's not always committed to quality assurance, you must think 3 steps ahead. Regarding all of this work, know that you are saving time and energy and possibly even bolstering your self-esteem. Now, many of you are nice, quiet people and you don't want to cause waves. But the problem with not coming with your A-game when dealing with conflict is you end up getting taken advantage of time and again because you hoped pleasant and civil would get you what you want. When that doesn't happen, you get angry, resentful, maybe even contemptuous, and then you feel guilty for not being the nice, civil person that you are. Now, don't get me wrong, kindness and civility have their time and place, and that's often the best way to respond. but not always when dealing with bureaucracies or potentially litigious situations. To summarize, number one, think offense, not defense. Don't get caught up with what others are or are not doing because you have options. Two, believe in the power of abundance versus scarcity. Whatever you need, there is enough to go around. Three, spend time understanding what it is that you need and then prepare, know the details, know your rights, and recognize when someone's passing the buck. Four, call people on their bluff, and if they don't respond how you want, know who to go to for answers. Of course, this is usually a supervisor or a corporate or regional office. And the beauty of the internet is that most everything you need is a Google search away. Five, be calm in your argument and ask for documentation. Know the facts of what you're fighting for and come prepared with names and contact information of higher ups rather than resort to, tell me the name of your supervisor. Six, be calm, confident, pleasant, and firm. The world has enough negative, hostile energy. Even if someone else isn't pulling their weight, rest assured that you are. Drive safe and have a great week, everyone. Lastly, if you like getting your psychology in audio or video form, be sure to check out the link below for Team Happy. Thank you.